Friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in Talmudic methodology. Shiur should be l'schus. The world should have Yeshuas Olamim, Simcha ben Nechagitol. We are holding B'siyata D'shmayin, Amidus L'cheikar Halacha, Midyat Aleph, page Memvav Samach Amarnu, Debeget Isha U'Bishtar Shechur, Bainin Dafka V'natan Li'adam Amash, V'lom U'il Beget Beze Kinyan Agav. אולם כידוע לא כל הראשונים מסכימים לכך ושיטת רש"י דווקא כן אגב מהני. We said in the previous year that נגד איש הנשטר שחרר we require ונוסן ביד הממש. He has to actually put in her hands and doesn't work that they should have other types of kinyanim. Like kinyan agav, it has to be ונוסן ביד. But that's not agreed upon by all the Rishonim, it's not unanimous. Shitas Rashi is that Kinyan Agav is effective. V'chein shlanu dugma shel machloket b'metziut v'din. We're in the midah here of metzius v'din. We have an example of machlokas in metzius v'din. Ki kamul yesh din sheba mitoch ha-metziut kshila atzma v'yesh din sheba mitoch ha-metziut dinit. Sometimes a din comes from a certain metzius and sometimes a din comes from a mitziut dinit. Klomar shekaplei adin ha-sofi nechshav adin ha-rishon la-mitziut. What does it mean, mitziut dinit? That vis-a-vis the final din, the first din is considered a mitzius. Ach lefamim yesh l'stapekim l'achnis tadin l'sug ha-rishon l'sug ha-sheni. And sometimes there's a machlokes if it's in the first category and the second category. Is it a din that comes from the mitzius? Or is it a din that comes from the mitziut dinit? That klape the din ha-sofi, the first din is considered like a mitzius. L'mashal, what's an example of this? The difference between kinyan kesef and shtar and kinyan chazaka. In a chazaka, the kinyan comes because of gadar noal v'paratz, that he made a fenced it in, locked it up, breached it. So the din, is the kinyan, comes from the mitzius of noal gadar v'paratz. But it's not like that by Kenyan Kesef Ishtar. The Kenyan, the Din HaSofi, the final Din, comes from a Din. That the Mocher is Kona the Kesef, or the Shtar that he received. Because without that, there's no Kenyan Kesef and no Kenyan Shtar. And that we call a Mitziut Dinit. Because Klape, the Din HaSofi, the Kenyan HaSodeh, it's considered like a Mitzius. And we say that Mitzius, Kenyan HaKesef HaShtar, Tavi is Kenyan Asada. The Mitzias of the Kenyan Kesef and the Shtar brings about the Kenyan of the field. So we have a Kenyan Kesef, Kenyan Shtar, and that Kenyan Shtar brings about the Kenyan of the field. So klape the kinyan ha-sofi, that first kinyan is like a mitzius. It's just a reality, it's a concrete reality of something that happened that enabled the ultimate kinyan. So we say that the mitzius of kinyan kesef and shtar brings about the kinyan ha-sadeh. So that's a mitziut dinit. Because klape the final din, it's a mitzius, even though it itself is a din. Right? The kinyan kesef and shtar is itself a din. אכן בגט אישה שהגירושין נעשין עדי ונתן בידה נופל הספק אם הגירושין נעשין מהמציאות ממש מהמציאות של הנתינה בידה או מהדין של המציאות הזו מכניין הגט בשדה. But when it comes to גירושין, which is done through מנסן בידה, the suffix is גירושין. Does גירושין come from ממש the מציאס of putting it in her hand, or from the din of this מציאס, from the כניין הגט that's in her hand? And the נפקא מינה is self-understood. If she can be misgareshes, ayide kinyan amacherim, like kinyan agav. Right? If it's because of the mitzias that the gets in her hand, then no kinyan agav. If it's from the din of the mitzias, then yes, kinyan agav, because in the end you have the din. So here we have to emphasize something else, and that is that bevada we don't require by get all the details that are needed for a kinyan. Because by kinyan you need that you have ratzon from two sides, and by get it doesn't happen. Because it can be Baal Korcha. And so the machlokas is, what's the chiddush? Is the chiddush in the metzius? In other words, even though b'chol shtar kinyan shtar, we require kinyan shtar mitzad hamocher shukones shtar, umitoch kach kone lokechas hakarka, v'kan beget lo drusha rak metzius levad, metzius hakabala shel aget. Is the chiddush in the metzius that even though in every kinyan shtar we require a kinyan of the shtar mitzad hamocher that he's kone the shtar, and through that the lokech is kone the karka. And hereby get, we just need the metzias, that she receives the get. Or is the chiddush in the din? In other words, that even here, the gerushin come because of the din of the kinyan haget. And the chiddush is that you don't need all the details that are ma'akev the kinyanim. You don't need ratzon shneim. All you have is the get comes into her hand and she's megureshes. So by get, we have a shaila. Is the divorce done by the metzias mamash or by the din that comes from the metzias? So it's understood that those who hold that no other kinyan works for get hold like the first side, that it has to be the metzias of nas and biyada. And those that hold that the other kinyanim help, hold the nodes. Metziyut dinit. It's the metzias, it's the din that comes out of the metzias. Because this metzias that she received the get, there's a din that she's divorced. So, and what din? But what din? The din that went because she acquired the get, that metzias, she was kona the get. You just don't need all the other details that are usually ma'akev and kinyanim. But here, the very fact that she took the get into her hand, that means she's kona the get. And memela, she has a din that she's divorced. So if that's what you need, if that's the way you understand it, then kinyan agav works. Because the ma'isha, she's making a kinyan. And the get in a different way. If it's benas and biyada, then the metzias of it coming into her hand creates a din that she's acquired the get, and memela there's a din that she's divorced. So there's a metziut dinit of the get coming into her hands. But if that's true, then she can also be divorced by kinyan agav. There she'll also have the din that she's kona the get, and memela she's divorced. But if you hold that it's mamish the metzias that the get has to come into her hand, then that's the only way it's going to work. So Mirtz Hashem, we learned Ov Samach, and the next year hopefully we'll do Ov Samach Aleph and Samach Beis, and we'll continue seeing Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.